American institutions exist in such a way where they protect, well, in an ideal world, let's say 4 years ago, they protect a bunch of different groups who are able to live together in peace. My grandpa from Syria prays every single Friday prayer at the mosque in Indiana, a red state. On the way to the mosque, you pass by multiple churches, different types of churches, Presbyterian mm-hmm. churches. You pass by also a synagogue as well. Multiple types of people can live together with their own interests, but institutions allow guardrails for all of us to live in peace. And when people have these types of guardrails and this type of freedom, they are able to do extraordinary, beautiful things. They are able to create a business out of nothing at 23 years old, like I did. They're able to create and innovate an iPhone. They're able to do what you do. You run multiple businesses because you are free. You're able to practice. My grandpa moved from Syria and built up a business. His heart surgeon is Muslim. His main doctor is Muslim. I mean, there are so many people who help this country. And the way that Laura Loomer speaks about it, the way that Republicans speak about it, is fundamentally incongruent with the founding values of America, in my opinion. And that needs to be talked about more. The Democratic Party needs to reclaim this type of, what would I call it? Idealistic, like, I don't even know, just pro-immigration, pro-America narrative.
Yeah.
Putting people first. It doesn't matter who you are. Just if you contribute to this country and you can assimilate, then you can be a great part of the country. But Laura Loomer, in a roundabout way, has assimilated worse, is a worse American than almost every single immigrant. My grandpa, who moved from Syria, he loves this country. He realizes it has flaws, but he loves the idea that there is a melting pot, that there are different types of people, that there's diversity in thought, which creates innovation. Laura Loomer doesn't like that. Laura Loomer does not like the diversity that exists in America, which is fundamentally un-American.